Hello friends, this is Nemo Martin, creator of Trice Forgotten. I wanted to come in and thank you for checking out our swashbuckling adventure. There are a lot of people on deck at Rusty Quill helping to make this podcast possible, and the best way you can support us and our show is by spreading the word. Tell your friends and pirate nemeses, share us on social media with the hashtag Trice Forgotten, rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice, maybe even play it on repeat for your aquarium buddies. We are still a small company and we want to keep bringing more and more work to writers and performers in future seasons, but we can only do that if people listen and spread the word. If you want to contribute to us directly and get first word on new projects, behind the scene content, exclusive events, and more, consider joining the Rusty Quill Patreon over at patreon.com/rustyquill. Now please, enjoy the episode.
Rusty Quill presents Trice Forgotten, Episode 4, Tides Rise.
Knock, Siva.
Yes, but...
Oh. Enter. What can I do for you, Siva?
Yes, Captain, that map...
The one you failed to sell?
Yes.
The only reason I granted you passage on my ship.
That's the one.
You're here to inform me that you found a way to quintuple the profits you could make from the blasted thing, yes?
No.
What's that? That 3 more zeros to the asking price?
Not quite that either.
Go on then. Astound me.
It's, missing.
Missing?
Missing.
Missing vital measurement? Missing a mountain range? Missing...
The map! I don't know where it is.
And you've searched everywhere it could possibly be?
Yes.
Double-checked?
Yes, Captain. Oh, I think that potentially, maybe, possibly the mapmaker may have accidentally given me a blank piece of paper instead of the
You're
map.
You're only worth in this godforsaken world, and you let some miserable jialao bee steal it from you.
Steal?
How have you survived this long? Being this naive.
Well, I like to believe.
Rhetorical that. Question. Grab my weapons. Breaker, we're going into town. Take the watch.
Yes, Captain.
Where's Noor?
Said they go coming for supplies on the beach.
Fine. When they're back, tell them to get corking.
All right. If you're going into town, buy some food to tide us over to the next port.
This all we have left?
Well, someone insisted on gorging themselves with a lavish feast last night.
Siva, keep up, shut up, and for the love of all things holy, try to at least look like you know how to use those things.
Yes, Captain.
Better take your scrap of paper and run along. So I took a page out of your book, Captain.
Siva?
And... Yes?
Shut up. Why don't you go scavenging with Noor?
Do we not need to go find the map with great haste, Captain?
It can wait.
But...
I have something. Be back here in an hour.
Yes, Captain.
Hey, you touched your bike.
That song you were playing, what's it called?
Called? I don't know.
The lyrics, do they go, hey, hey, little carp, flying through the river there?
Hey, why would Big One be sung in English?
Hokkien then, or Amoy, or Chunju, anything.
No.
Listen, hey, hey,
say a hamihu poe kyang.
If you're not buying anything, leave. You're blocking the way.
I have money. I'll pay you to play.
Do I look like a performing monkey to you? Buy a plate or go away.
I'm not here for plates. Please. I just really need to hear it again.
Amai lewai sikana luki siya kun.
I don't...
I said, piss off.
Fine. Buy one of your junk plates.
Hey, you touch, you buy, huh?
Buy without checking the maker's mark.
Then don't be so rough, or you'll chip them.
Find anything interesting?
I've not seen one of these before.
What a beautiful creature. I don't believe I've ever thought of snails as being beautiful before.
Just wait. When its eyes come out, they've got the same black and white stripes on them as the shell.
Oh, look. He's wearing pinstripes. What a fancy young gentleman.
This one... The creature inside is less beautiful, but mashallah, see the shell in the light.
It glows like the moon. I wonder how it knows to grow in such exquisite colors. Although, I fear we won't make much money selling them. I think the captain was hoping you were out here digging for lost treasures.
Yes. I bet she hopes I found an engagement ring dropped by some poor lady washed across the ocean from London.
We should probably find some source of income. She is in a foul temperament this morning.
You managed to annoy her already?
It wasn't technically my fault. I can't help that the world's apparently full of cheats and liars.
Something happened, Aki?
Is it wrong that I trust people, Noor?
I'm grateful that you trusted me.
Yes, exactly. I am too.
But then you were kidnapped minutes later.
I don't know if I would say I was kidnapped. Ambushed, maybe, or waylaid, abducted.
I am surprised isn't the right word. I admire that you've come this far in your life without having to need distrust.
You think that I'm naive?
I think you were lucky to have people who protected you. I'm sorry that we don't live in a world where I can say that you should trust without hesitation or question. I wish that we did. Inshallah, we might. One day.
I don't want to become bitter. I may not understand the world like you and Baker and the captain, but I would hate to be as Alestes is sometimes. That angry with the whole world. I would appreciate it if you didn't hold back.
If you're not angry, then you are not paying attention, is what I stopped myself from saying. But, Siva, fighting for hope takes courage too. Anger is not always a twisted, vengeful thing. It can also mean that you see a future that you are willing to fight for.
Is that why the captain is so angry?
I fear that the captain's case is more complicated than that.
Junk. Junk. Junk.
The golden carp swims upriver, around the rim, climbing until he sees the rich red ochre.
Ah, that one. That is a one-of-a-kind from Master Tzu Anran, one of the last in the world.
How much?
Saved it from a wreckage myself. How hard I had it. Bringing it up without breaking it.
How much?
To some pirate who calls my wares junk. No, I'm not selling that to you.
See these dots here? This pattern on the red cop's face. Xuan Ran painted them in the same pattern as his wife's tribe.
Master Zhu wasn't married.
The twin cops. The red and the gold. One Fujian, one Corsa, woven together around their child. That's Xuan Ran's signature style. That's who he was. He loved his family more than anything.
Hmm. I won't go lower than 8 escudos.
8? Oh, I don't... You can't be serious.
You want it, no? Complete some collection you have. 8 escudos.
Look at it. Do you see how it's moving like that in the water?
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Salam.
Tada hadith English?
Yes, we both speak it.
Oh, wonderful. You'll have to excuse me. I'm really rather rubbish at Arabic. Try my best, but you know how these things go.
Can we help you?
Just wanted to take a gander at what you folks have been collecting. I've been watching you from our rooms up on the beach there, and it seems like you've been finding some magnificent specimens.
You've been watching us?
Ooh, now look what we have here. Architectonica perspectiva. Shell, diameter just shy of an inch with a low spiral. Colour a beautiful white, a operculum horny and dark brown, almost black. The radula is tenaglossan with 14 pairs of lateral teeth, typical habitat, fine sand. Poor fellow must have become trapped here with the tide.
Architectonica perspectiva.
Oh, don't go telling any of the other lads, but they're trying to get these fellows moved to the solarium genus. A pretty name, of course, and very much evocative of the sundial pattern, but... Well, my gut says this fellow is to remain as an architectonica.
Who are the lads?
Forgive the informality. My name is William Henry Baker Blair of the Queen's Museum in London.
The Queen's Museum?
You've heard of it?
He dreams of it.
I'm Siva. This is Noor.
A pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Do you know what this one is too?
Now that, my friend, is a Polynices piriformis. And these larger chaps over here are Cassidae. Phallium glaucum, I believe. See how thick their shells are in comparison? Commonly referred to as helmet shells, they protect themselves from predators while gorging themselves on sea urchins.
Most fascinating!
And I say chaps, but members of this order are largely gonochoric, so we might, of course, be observing some ladies taking a turn in the sea air.
Gonochoric? That means there is a difference between the males and females.
Mm-hmm, yes. What a lucky day. I'm meeting a fellow mollusk aficionado out in the field.
Oh, no, sir. I know nothing of the ways of the natural histories.
Oh, even better. A young man with a raw appreciation to mould. Here. This is the most recent taxonomical volume of the area.
Oh, you carry that heavy thing with you everywhere you go?
I do, miss.
Not a miss.
Are you able to read English?
Yes, sir. Latin and Greek, too.
Oh, then this tome should be a breeze for you. There are some complicated phrases, terminology, etc., but with some critical thinking, I'm sure you'll decode it. Take, for instance, radula.
Little scraper, sir.
Yes, and what, in anatomical structure, might we compare to a little scraper?
Fingernails. Or teeth, perhaps.
Yeah, very good. The radula is a minutely toothed appendage we typically think of as the creature's tongue. The arrangement of the denticles, see, is akin to a radula, combing food from a surface.
What an incredible thing! Thank you, sir, for showing me.
No, Siva, that's for you.
For me, sir? Really? To keep?
It's not every day I meet a young man so excited to learn about snails, Siva.
But don't you need it? for your work.
I'm sure I can convince the cranks in London to send me another. At considerable cost, mind you, but I've sent the old Charles enough shells to fill a palace. The least they can do is send me the latest edition. Oh, that's me. Trust me, Siva, never sail with soldiers. They grant me minutes for field work and then expect me to run back when they whistle like a damn dog.
Yes, sir. I would keep that in mind.
And look out for me. We're on the HMS Exchange. William Henry Baker Blair. You ask for me if you see the ship, and I'll show you my collection.
Yes, sir. I would appreciate that greatly. Oh, we're on the Netawansen.
Shh, Siva.
Netawansom.
The Netawansen. I'll be on the lookout. You take care now. You too, ma'am.
Not a ma'am. Siva?
Yes?
Maybe it would be worth being a touch more aware of... Never mind. It's very like the British to need a book of incomprehensible words to categorize everything they touch, is it not?
I can teach you the Latin if you want. It's quite simple once you sink your teeth into it.
Tide's rising. We should get you back to the captain.
Oh, I'm here. Apologies for the delay. We got caught. Are you all right, Captain?
Fine. Let's get this over with.
Welcome. You again.
Good day.
My cartographer tells me he came by yesterday with a map.
And as I told him... Your business isn't welcome here.
Colour him shocked, then, to discover this morning that his map is no longer in his possession.
His carelessness is hardly my concern.
I want to agree with you. Siva isn't what I would call my most vigilant crewmate.
Hey, are you kidding me? That count as mahogany.
But fortunately for Siva, I'm a methodical captain who despises being shortchanged.
Captain? You're her. Alestes!
Return my cartographer his map and your mahogany countertop will be the only casualty of this exchange.
I don't know where you come from, Captain, but unfounded accusations hold no water in civilised shops like mine.
Oh dear.
Let go of me, you!
It's not that big of a deal. I'm sure we can find a peaceable solution.
I'll make this easy for you. You return Siva his map, or the next time I slam your head down, mahogany will be the last thing you ever see.
I don't...
Three.
Captain.
Two.
I can't.
Captain.
He took it.
Who took it?
I can't. If I tell you...
Gammon. Siva, wait outside.
But...
I said go. Gammon was here. Personally?
No. He sent a message round a couple of months back. Said to look out for maps of Kalitivu or other islands off Ceylon. I'll send it on as soon as your boy left.
Why steal it? You must have known that would only draw attention.
Wasn't the only message. There's a blacklist. No sail orders.
Show me.
Your boy.
His name is Siva.
Siva was gloating about you. I recognise the name. I wouldn't for the others. Some rebels. Local names. But that one, right there at the top. Number one priority.
So he owns this area too. Did you tell anyone else?
No.
If I find out that you lied to me...
I didn't. I didn't even tell them my name when I handed over the map. I don't want any trouble.
Thank you for your candour. Now, do yourself a favour and give me all your money. Two Shangzhou and Four Heal. Not nearly enough.
Captain?
What? What, Siva? Spit it out. What was it you wanted to tell me?
Thank you for standing up for me.
You're welcome. And I am sorry I couldn't get your map back for you.
You tried your best. Even the great Captain Alestes can't win them all.
Can you make another?
Yes!
Oh, rather, I have my notes. But I would need supplies, ink, paper, etc., which I would have bought with the money I earned from selling the map.
Here, buy what you need. Don't forget food.
Me, Captain? I'm not sure I should be entrusted with... Where are you going? Shouldn't you... Captain?
There you are. Where's the... What's all that? I says food, not ink.
The captain told me to buy map-making supplies.
And she bought them for you?
Yes.
That's very nice of her. Did you leave enough for food?
Of course I did.
What am I supposed to buy with this? Steel, crust and mouldy offcuts?
Well, I could maybe return some of the less necessary items.
It's fine, I'll make do like usual.
Thanks, Baker.
Where are you going in a rush?
Got to set up my new equipment in the ship.
Strange child. Afternoon, friend. What can a man buy with this much coin?
Local special, great texture, very cheap. Give you all of this for those coins.
A delicacy, are they?
I wouldn't, Uncle.
Excuse me?
This guy's been trying to run this scam on all the tourists this morning.
And who are you?
Just a concerned traveller.
You know, concerned traveller, it's impolite to judge another culture's cuisine by its look.
Hey, it's your stomach, not mine.
You'll learn to appreciate that when you've had a few more years on you.
Uh-huh. May your toilet be as strong as your beliefs.
I'll take the lot.
Come to get on your knees and beg for forgiveness.
I'm sorry. I really am. Oh.
Thrice Forgotten is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by Nemo Martin and directed by Rafaela Marcus. Today's episode was written and directed by Rafaela Marcus and edited by Nico Vitesse, Maddie Searle, Catherine Seaton and Catherine Rinella. Thrice Forgotten features Rebecca Bruff, Vic Zander, Shahan Hamza, Gigi Zahir, Ashley Goh and Faye Roberts. Additional voices by Mingyu Lin, Kareem Cronfley, and Nemo Martin. Thrice Forgotten is produced by Ian Gears, Laurie Ann Davis, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.